partnership between the European Commission and the Council of Europe in the field of youth hosted a symposium, The Future of Young People's Political Participation, Questions, Challenges, and Opportunities, at the European Youth Center in Strasbourg from 18 to 20 September 2019. Young people's participation is central to our work, but who are the young people that participate in politics, and who would we like to engage? Marcus Faustini from Agency of Youth Networks in Brazil helped us to think about this question. Marcus works with young people in the slums of Rio de Janeiro, encouraging them to learn more about their rights and opportunities for political participation and creative expression. Young people living in vulnerable areas of large cities across the world are frequently perceived by governments, media, and society as deficient or dangerous. For many years, this view has brought about a scarcity of opportunities and frequent violations of these young people's rights. Some young people, in particular, Black, LGBT, young women, and foreigners coming from poor communities, have no access to education. They're injured or killed in armed police operations and don't have any access to funds. These are the young people we need to prioritize when we talk about political participation. Civil society activists are working to reverse this situation by promoting innovation and entrepreneurship, but this often reaches only middle-class youth. Young people from poorer areas of big cities are still suffering from increasing inequalities in political participation and limited access to education and professional development. What can be done? The methodology of the Agency of Youth Networks was created from the work developed with young people in 40 favelas in Rio de Janeiro and underprivileged neighborhoods in the United Kingdom in order to support young people to take a stand and change their status in contemporary society. This starts by placing underprivileged young people and their personal desires, ideas, and dreams at center stage, hearing them and giving them the power to turn their ideas into reality. This is the foundation that makes real dialogue possible. Over the last decade, through the Agency of Youth Networks methodology, more than 100 innovative ideas coming from young people have been turned into cultural, social, and political actions led by youth. This was only possible because actions were guided by three principles. Young people are treated as creators, not just as pupils. The only way to address the systemic social inequalities is to bring in underprivileged young people as co-creators of the projects and cultural, social, and political actions. It's not possible to change structures of society without working with young people who are suffering from poverty. We have confidence in young people and their ability to lead actions for change. And we offer all our networks in the city to be their partners. Young people need to have access to support systems, professional networks, and public budget in order to implement their projects. By treating young people as co-creators, believing in their power to change their circumstances, and providing them with support systems and resources, we can witness how they are transforming their lives and their communities. For more inspiring stories, questions, and thoughts on political participation of young people, visit our website and follow us at EUCOE Youth.